Hello, Eagles fans, and thank you for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com for our Cover 2 segment. I'm Chris McPherson, joined by Dave Spadaro and Bo Wolf. Now, certainly, as lot has changed with the Philadelphia Eagles, with Chip Kelly being hired as the team's new head coach. And the first question we want to get into is, and Dave, you can start us off, is how do you think the culture of the organization will change with Kelly as a head coach?
You know, every time you have a new head coach, there's a reason. You have a new head coach because your old head coach lost a lot of football games. And I think we've talked all about the fast pace at practice and the music and the collegiate atmosphere, the really upbeat atmosphere at Oregon. That's part of it. But more important is what happens in the locker room. And what you've got here is a young locker room that's lost a lot of football games the last 2 years. So you have to change the culture that way. It's got to be a winning culture, a team that expects to go out there and knows it's going to win games. And that's one of the things that Chip Kelly has to imbue in these players is, I'm here, it's time to win football games, and you're going to do it my way. And if you don't want to, we'll move on.
And I talked to Howie Roseman about this down at the Senior Bowl, and he said top to bottom in the organization, Chip Kelly is always wanting to ask why. Why are we doing things this way? And whether he agrees with it or not, he still wants to go through the process of deciding whether the way they're doing things is the best way to do them. So I do think you'll see some small changes here and there in terms of how things function. But I'm excited just to see the energy that Chip Kelly brings to this
team. Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be small changes. I think the practice schedule could change, the way they run practice, the way they train the players. Everything. The mantra here, guys, is win the day. And that's what Chip Kelly's all about.
It's really about building a program here. Now, the ultimate goal for this team and this organization is to win the Lombardi Trophy, the Super Bowl. The two teams playing for it this weekend are the Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers. Bo, what are some lessons that the Eagles can take from those teams as they build towards 2013?
Well, a lot of people talk about the bold moves that these two teams made in the middle of the season. The Niners switching from Alex Smith to Colin Kaepernick. The Ravens switching offensive coordinators, and both of those moved worked out. But I look at the 49ers and you look at the talent on that team, it's mostly the same roster that Mike Singletary had before Jim Harbaugh got there. And Jim Harbaugh came in and was able to get more out of those players, especially on defense. So I think that maybe bodes well for what Chip Kelly can do if he can get more out of the guys who are already on this roster.
Yeah, I think it's a building process. And I think that both the Niners and the Ravens have done it the right way. They've built through the draft. You know, they haven't been incredibly active in free agency. They've put the roster together for the long haul, not a lot of quick fixes. I think that's the lesson you take. And ultimately, both of those teams won the conference championships because of their defense. And we've watched this league change over the years. More points, bigger, explosive plays offensively. That's all great. We've all talked about Chip Kelly's offense and excited to see it, but equally excited to see how the Eagles rebuild this defense.
When you talk about how the league has changed, the Eagles roster, one of the youngest in the NFL, certainly is going to undergo some changes this offseason. My question to you guys is, and Dave, you can start us off, is how much do you think the roster will change from now to when the Eagles kick off in September?
I think there'll be some significant changes. I mean, when you look at the Eagles' defensive secondary, I'm not sure you could point at any of the four starters from last year and say those players are etched in stone. So that's significant change right there. We don't know as we sit here today whether the Eagles will play a 4-3 or a 3-4 front. So there's significant change there. And, of course, the quarterback position, a complete unknown. Michael Vick, Nick Foles, Trent Edwards, Dennis Dixon rumored to be a player the Eagles are going to sign. Draft pick, there's going to be some significant change. In terms of numbers, probably not a complete wholesale change.
Yeah, and rest assured that Chip Kelly is going to look at every single player on this roster and decide whether he's going to be part of Chip Kelly's future. But on the plus side, the Eagles do have one of the youngest rosters in the league, so I think that bodes well for not too much change, but some of the older guys, I think you only want to keep around the guys who are willing to buy into a new program, and so I do think you'll see some significant changes.
When the players clean out the locker room at the end of the season, certainly they talked about it. They knew the culture was going to have to change this organization, and a new coach, one being Chip Kelly, would help get this team back on the right track. For Dave and Bo, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us here on this Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.